This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as you and me, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in to listen to Bradley, he's off today. As a matter of fact, he'll be off today and tomorrow. I'll be filling in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God in all matters of both faith and practice. Whether you consider yourself part of the secular environment, all of that is under the rule of King Jesus, and so he has something to say for all of us about all things. And I'll be filling in for him today and tomorrow. My fill-in will be different this time than before, because what I want to do to you, I'm going to share with you in just a moment, and then we'll start it off, okay? But I'm coming to you live from the U.S. occupied great state of South Carolina here in the bunker, where it is a beautiful day outside. It's a little cool, but it's great here. So if you want to join us any time, we would love to have you. I'd love to give you the number, but we're going to be pressing to share with you today three people who are on the front lines here in America in various aspects to inform you and to educate you, and who are actually in the fight, really, like out on the front lines. And I think you'll be encouraged by that. I think you'll be inspired by it. And I hope it will move you to more than social media action, but to actual action. One, repentance, and the other is godly obedience to the commands of Christ. So I'm not going to give out the phone number today or tomorrow because of our guests and because of the short time span. We're going to be cramming these guys in pretty close together. But if you want to check us out on social media or on the web, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to go over there in just a second. And also, if you want to check out Bradley on Facebook, you can do so at Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean. And you can also catch him on Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1 Twitter. And he is, make sure you use 2 E's in Bradley, okay? So we're going to bring up our first guest here. I think we have them on the line. We're going to bring them up here on the at the start of the second segment. But what I wanted to do is point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com today. A couple of Bradley's sons have been good enough to include a couple of biblical lessons for you guys, so I hope you'll check those out. Jacob and Esau, Deceit and Forgiveness. You know, it's one of these things. I don't mind saying that I hold to the Reformed view of salvation, that God is in control of that. But at the same time, that story gives us a great picture of even when, a Christian sins, that there is forgiveness. First John tells us that we can come because we have a mediator, one who we confess our sins to God, when we do, though we don't practice sin, that we can come and we can confess our sins to God, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Nehemiah, the sword and the trowel. You who are familiar with the great English preacher from the 19th century, Charles Spurgeon, he had a paper called The Sword and the Trowel. And one of Bradley's sons has also written a short article there of Nehemiah, The Sword and the Trowel. I think you'll be encouraged that young people are not just being left off to themselves, or not necessarily following after all the stuff that we put out that gets out into the public indoctrination centers we call public schools, which we are going to talk about the last two segments. They're very important. In fact, they're so important. They're one of the most underreported issues in our time of why we're losing the culture war, because we've abandoned the first thing that God told us to do in Deuteronomy 6, and that is to teach our children ourselves. We've allowed everybody else but us to teach them. And so I think you'll be encouraged by that. We're going to have Alex Newman and Lynn Taylor on in the second two parts. And so I want you to check those articles out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Alexandria, this lady, Ocasio-Cortez's massive carbon footprint, her own carbon footprint, demonstrates that she fails to practice what she preaches. And this is part of the problem that I deal with Marxists all the time. In fact, matter of fact, we had in a church plant that I was involved in, we had this Marxist come in. He was a boyfriend of one of the girls coming there, and he was trying to tell the kids all this stuff. And I came in and I said, "What are you talking about?" And he tells me all this utopian socialist nonsense that was a clear violation of everything we preached in there. And I said, "You know, you need to repent. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, why aren't you leading by example?" And I started pointing out all the things that he has that's beyond his necessity. I said, "Why aren't you giving up those things and giving that money to people the way you say that it ought to be done?" And he didn't have an answer, as most socialists and communists and people of that nature are. They want to produce tyranny over people. They do not want to produce a utopia. They glaze it as a utopia because they aren't thinking. They've been deceived. And you know what? I didn't browbeat the guy. I said, "You need to repent, because that's not in line with what the king says." And the king talks about, "You shall not steal." That's one of his commands. That's a pretty clear command. And it doesn't matter if you're coming and putting the gun to somebody's head, or if you're using the tool of government to do it, which they aren't supposed to be doing. That's a usurpation of their authority as well. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, despite no evidence of Russian collusion, House Democrats demand Trump hand over communications with Putin. Now, look, these guys already have a report that America, it cost you millions of dollars to obtain, to show you there was none of that. Now, I believe there is reason you could impeach President Trump. I do. This isn't one of them. And now we're finding out that Amazon, Washington Post, and some other people are trying to make money off of selling the Mueller report when you have paid for it. You've paid for it, America. And now they want to get you a second time. They want you to buy it. So keep that in mind, too. Also, Bradley has a new one out today, how he called me up to tell me how successful another guy became by making a good investment, and what did he invest in? Find out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the other side of the break, we'll be bringing up B.J. Edwards. Stay tuned.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ, and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Richard from Elkhorn, Tennessee. I stand for Bradley Dean in his fight for America. So I say, come on, all you silent Christians out there, let's stand up, let's back up, and let's speak up for Bradley Dean's message. Remember this, united we stand, and divided we fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Okay. Welcome out to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you tune in listening for Bradley, or looking for Bradley, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at Sons of Liberty Media.com. And online with us, we have a good friend of mine, somebody that I wrote about. It's funny how you make friends with people that you eventually, or that you have written about, and somehow the Lord brings you in contact with those people. And as a result of that, you find out even more about what they're doing, about their engagement in the culture, the impact that they have more on your life, maybe, than you even realize, far more, I would say, in many respects, than your politicians in D.C. One of those people is B.J. Edwards out of Ohio, who has a show called Last Call with B.J. Edwards. He's also started a family project. And B.J., I want to welcome you to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I want to thank you for taking time out for us these next few minutes to discuss what you're doing with the family. Are you there, B.J.?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, well, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I don't have your thing except to say that people can find you at Last Call with B.J. Edwards on Facebook. Do you want to give out any other things before we get into what your project is with the family?
Absolutely. NaturalFamilyStrong.com is our website, NaturalFamilyStrong.com.
Okay. All right. And what are you trying to do there? Because this is a fairly new project that you started. And if you want to tell people how you got into that, and then what you're trying to do with that as far as the effect that it might have with Americans.
Sure. And by the way, you mentioned something earlier, trying to encourage people to get engaged in the culture, which is basically politics is the oxygen that culture runs on. For the people who are listening here, there's two options here. You're either going to be involved in politics, or politics is going to be involved in you. Your choice is just whether it's going to be a home game or an away game. And I'd recommend you get into it now, because if it hasn't touched you already, it's going to. It's coming to your home, believe me. If it hasn't already. I'm likely it has already. Tim, we haven't really, we've talked a lot, but I haven't, you know, with everybody there's a story. And I started my journey about 30 years ago, and I started out in the business world. I was an executive recruiter, but about the same time I was doing the recruiting, I get bit by the righteous bug. So I had two things running parallel. And I became a very successful businessman, but I still had that righteous bug nipping away at me. And after so many years in the business, I just gave in to the righteous bug and been spending most of my time trying to rectify the issues. I started listening to Rush Limbaugh, started going to school board meetings, wrote letters to the editor, because I knew there was something wrong. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew there was something wrong. And I first engaged the culture, I guess say from a humanist standpoint, and then started entering it from a Christian standpoint. And at that point, I ran into a fellow by the name of Coach Dave Dobemeyer. I think you know him. And Mark Harrington, and we formed an organization called Minutemen United. And the goal of Minutemen United was to create an environment where Christian thoughts, Christian ideals, and Christian leaders could get traction in the marketplace of ideas. And we thought the best way to do that was through the church, from the pulpit. I mean, history shows us the Black Robe Regiment, you've got the Parsons. They've always been an integral part of the American culture, especially when it comes to morals. And we wanted to kind of revive that and get pastors to speak to the issues of the day. But I'll be honest with you. I mean, we had a little bit of success, but we really had a difficult time getting the pastors to engage the culture. And I got kind of frustrated with it and ran across the management consultant. He's pretty well known, who gave us 3-4 months. I'm talking about us, the group we were with, including Mr. Anderson from our radio program in the morning, has become, I'll probably say, my best friend. He's really been just a great friend for me. Incredible. But the group we had was meeting with this management consultant, and I was going there, it's a church. And he started talking to me about the 7 areas of influence: business, government, education, the church, family, media, and entertainment. And I wasn't having anything to do with it. I said, nope, it's the church. If the church doesn't do it, nothing else is going to happen. And then as we were going through these meetings, it occurred to me that families might be a big part of this as well. As a matter of fact, as I thought this through, I'm going, well, wait a minute. If the church is the issue, the family, churches are composed of families. And if the family is broken, and which it is, brother, then the church is going to be broken. And if the family is broken, business and government and education and media and entertainment are all going to be broken. And we have to recognize, and what we're trying to do is make people aware, number one, that there is an issue, and the issue is with the family. And we define the family, Tim. We define it as one man, one woman, and we call it a natural family. One man, biologically born, one woman, biologically born, in a lifelong, committed, monogamous relationship with their biological and or adopted children. And please, the listeners out there, I'm only talking about maybe 7 to 8% of the population of the United States. We just don't have natural families, but that's part of the problem. That is the problem. We need to focus on it. And everything we see happening out there, be it abortion, be it gay marriage, be it pornography, child abuse, spousal abuse, the government coming in and taking children out of the home, natural homes, and putting them in unnatural homes with two moms and two dads or even abusers. All this is happening, and it's tearing down the family. And if you read any history at all, especially Marxist, the first thing that Marxism and communism go after and the homosexual movement goes after, all those agendas are trying to break the family down. And we all know that what Satan does first is he corrupts and then he destroys. And we're pretty well on our way to repeating the same thing that Rome did. Just let the family go. And I'm telling you, history tells us, sociologists tell us, and if you don't believe me about the family, go to the prison systems and talk to a prisoner. Ask them about their family life. It's going to be an eye-opening experience for you. So we look at things through the eye of the family, the template of the family, and we need to be trying to restore that family. We need to get a hold of businessmen and news media folks and entertainment folks and government folks and have them, I would love to see a senator or a congressman get on the floor of Congress, the U.S. Senate, and say, look, we're dedicated to the restoration of the family, and we're talking about the natural family, and we're not going to pass any laws that hurt that. And we're going to look at the current laws we have and see if they do hurt it, because we recognize the critical importance of the family. There's a fellow in Tennessee, Mark Pody, Senator Mark Pody, who's presenting a bill there, and if you're in Tennessee, support him. They need help in the House of Representatives down there. But that's in a nutshell basically where we're coming from, Tim. We believe that the key is the family. Yes, the church is a huge part of that. But if the family is broken, you cannot have a solid church.
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I think that it all goes back to, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, it all goes back to what God instructed the people of Israel first before they even went into the land of Israel, or the land of Canaan, and took it, where God gave that to them. He told them, Deuteronomy 6, he said, you know, first he established that he's God, he's the king, and there's nobody above him. He's the lawgiver. And part of that thing that he gave was to say, teach your children when you lie down, when you're walking in the way, when you're doing this, when you're doing that. It's not a thing. And even many Christian parents send their kids off to the public indoctrination centers for 8 hours a day to be indoctrinated, hoping while they're working their tails off, mom and dad. And often it's for the quote unquote American dream. They've forgotten what the American dream is. Is the work ethic found out of the Bible is what the Puritans installed. That was the American dream, to be able to do that freely and prosperously and to provide that to your children. Instead of doing that, we've allowed humanist, secularists, in some cases, sodomites and other people to indoctrinate our children to the point that we're almost fearful of them even being in school. But we don't have the wherewithal to pull them out and to do what God says about it, so that we impart to them the issue that they won't forget the God who blessed them and who blessed us and who blessed our forefathers. We've got about 30 seconds. We got about 30 seconds here, BJ. Do you want to give, again, your website so people can get to you? And I appreciate you joining us.
NaturalFamilyStrong.com, NaturalFamilyStrong.com. Please go there and look at our pledge to support the natural family. And we have a challenge there. We're basically challenging what institution for man has more impact on society, can cause more joy, more suffering, offer more guidance, or tear down a complete society more than the family or lack thereof.
All right. Thanks so much, BJ, for joining us. On the other side of the break, Alex Newman will be up to talk UN and their influence on education. Thank you, BJ.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two political action committees founded by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's top aide funneled over $1 million in political donations into two of his own private companies. That's according to a complaint that was filed with the FEC on Monday. The cash transfers from the PACs run counter to AOC's pledges to increase transparency and reduce the influence of dark money in politics. Regarding these allegations, AOC tells Fox News,
there is no violation, so There's no violation.
President Trump plans to visit Alabama Friday after Sunday's deadly tornadoes. Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says they're continuing to search for those missing.
It is hoped that we will begin transitioning rather from a search and rescue to a recovery status.
At least 23 people have died and around 10 are missing. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he is off today. He is doing some events in Michigan and Wisconsin. One of them is coming up this weekend, the 2019 Ministry and Expo Conference there with one of our contributors, Rob Q. Also, Dave Dalbemeyer that B.J. Edwards, our previous guest, mentioned before, and some others, Mike Spaulding, who is also a contributor to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Look, up on the line, we've got to get to it really quick. Up on the line is Alex Newman. Alex Newman is someone that I have followed for several years now. We've become somewhat friends. We're not in locale of any nature, but he's a correspondent for the New American Magazine, an education correspondent for Freedom Project Media, and the editor of the Newman Report. He's a co-author of the book Crimes of the Educators with Dr. Sam Blumenfeld, the president of Liberty Sentinel Media Incorporated, and an advanced economics teacher via Project Freedom Academy, which I understand is using some of the criteria of the guy who used to be my former boss, Dr. Gary North. And Alex is doing all this, and I think Alex is younger than I am. So we are happy to have you, Alex, on the Sons of Liberty Radio again. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the program, brother. I really appreciate it, and thank you for everything you guys are doing.
Yeah. Well, look, the thing was is I want to put out for these next 2 days that I got the show, several people who are on the front lines informing people, trying to educate people so that we can do the right thing in certain areas. And you and our next guest are really on the front lines of dealing with education. And specifically in your area, and in hers too, but yours is in the UN, the United Nations, its influence on U.S. education. And I told you I wanted to kind of focus on that. So can you kind of, maybe in a brief, we've got maybe 10 minutes or a little over that, time frame to kind of gear people towards that?
Yeah, well, I really appreciate the opportunity, Tim, because I think this is one of the most important issues affecting our country, just, you know, political, economic, spiritual, because what's happening here is we are losing our children in massive numbers. Something like 87% of American children are sitting in a government indoctrination center for 5 days a week for 12 to 13 years, and they are being taught very, very specific values, attitudes, political beliefs, religious and spiritual ideas that really are coming down from the United Nations. And I recognize if you are not involved in the school system, if you don't follow closely what happens, that probably sounds outlandish to you. You know, what? You know, my school board, they make the decisions about what happens in the classroom. Unfortunately, that is a long way from what's really happening. And so we at the New American Magazine just put out a new special report that we released it February 4th. We're hoping to distribute 1 million copies. And one of the articles, the whole entire issue is dedicated to this subject, but one of the articles in there that I really would like to point people to, and this is available for free online if you want to read it there, although we do hope that people will order, you know, 10, 20, 1,000 copies of the special report and give it to your pastor and leaders in your community and parents that you may know. But one of the articles in there, it's called The Globalization of Indoctrination. And what we do is we expose, using their own words, using their own documents, the fact that the United Nations and the U.S. government have been working together in a partnership. And Bill Gates, by the way. Bill Gates signed a formal agreement in 2004 on behalf of Microsoft with UNESCO, the U.N. Education Ministry, the U.N. Education Agency. It's called the U.N. Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. And they are pumping propaganda into schools all over the world. They have what they call a World Core Curriculum. The resemblance with the Common Core is not coincidental. And this is literally based on the teachings of an occultist, Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucifer Publishing Company. And we know that because the guy who created the World Core Curriculum, Assistant Secretary General of the UN, Robert Mueller, said so. He admits in the teacher's manual for this World Core Curriculum that it's based on the teachings of Alice Bailey. And you know, they have a global sex education standards that they released in January where they want to start sexualizing and confusing children at the age of 5. And we are very rapidly approaching a time when education will be not just nationalized, as occurred under Common Core, but globalized. And until recently, the U.S. Secretary of Education was openly bragging about all this, Tim. You had Arne Duncan, who was Obama's Education Secretary for 7 years. He was telling everybody who would listen that he was in a partnership with UNESCO, that education was the most important weapon you can use to transform the world, that they were using the school system to crank out green global citizens. So we are in a crisis situation. We're losing our kids, and we're going to lose our freedom and our churches and our country if we don't deal with it, Tim. And so that's why I'm so passionate about this and why I hope the listeners will be as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. And a lot of people, you know, you mentioned Obama, they don't realize that this continues under the Trump administration and Betsy DeVos, some of the things that she's pushing as well. And, you know, many of the quote-unquote conservative idols is Ronald Reagan. And we're going to have Lynn Taylor on right after you. And she's going to talk about that history of the Department of Education that Reagan said was unconstitutional. He's going to shut it down, but he let it go. And now we're in this kind of situation. So, and I agree with your assessment. This is one of the most, the basic things of why we have a problem is because the parents have pretty much pushed their kids off for somebody else to pass on to them the biblical values, which are the foundation. When we talk about American values, at the heart, that was the Bible. It wasn't toleration. It wasn't, you know, all of this stuff that we hear today where it's American values and we don't even know what that is because nobody wants to define it. I think I would define it, and I think you're in agreement, those are biblical values. That is what America is. That's our foundation, right?
That's exactly right. And we make that argument in the special report as well. You know, not just America. You know, America, of course, was a Christian nation. It was founded on Christian principles. The reason America was a free nation is precisely because it was founded on Christian principles. Why do you think you have a right to life? Well, you have a right to life because God said, thou shalt not murder. I mean, why do you think you have a right to private property? It's because God said, thou shalt not steal, right? If you steal something, then by definition, you're taking somebody's private property. So America was really based on the precepts that God revealed to us, both in his word and also just through creation. And unfortunately, we're losing that. But we have a couple of articles in the special report dealing with the Christian nature of real education. You know, the education that our founders received, the education that Americans received, basically for the first 200 years of our history as an American nation. You know, not to say anything of the time before we became a nation when education was still thoroughly Christian, was all Christian. It was the very first education law that we had in this continent was the old Deluder Satan Act in the Massachusetts Bay Colony in the 1640s. And what they said was, hey, everybody needs to learn how to read because if they can't read, they can't read their Bible. And the Bible is the only way to make sure you're not deluded by that old Deluder Satan. So the history of American education is thoroughly Christian, but now we have really started to lose that. We're several generations into the dumbing down and the indoctrination. If we want to make America great again, we have to go back to the principles, to the values, to the truth that was set out in God's Word and that was taught to basically every generation of Americans up until probably the 1960s is when we really started going off the rails in terms of what was being taught in the schools. Now, the people who developed this system were blatantly anti-Christian. I mean, John Dewey, the founder of our public school system, he wrote the Humanist Manifesto, and they tell you right in the beginning of this document, we believe the universe is eternally self-existing and not created, whereas God's Word says in the beginning, God created, right? So these are two incompatible worldviews. The more we go toward John Dewey's view, communism, socialism, humanism, globalism, the further we get away from our roots and our heritage and our liberty, and the closer we inch toward absolute national destruction.
No, I agree. And we are reaping we are reaping the judgment God promised to a nation who forgets him, who leaves him behind and says, no, we can do it ourselves, right? I mean, now we're looking to an international body that is seeking to usurp our own sovereignty, to control us as a people and our children, to take over our children from us, where God said there's supposed to be a godly seed and that he blesses a nation through them who honor him. Now, look, we've got about 30 seconds for the break. We're ahead a little bit. We've got about a minute and 30 seconds. But in that time, you want to encapsulate that? We've got about a minute and 30 seconds and then hit on where people can find more of your work.
Sure, and I think you hit the nail on the head there, Tim. All the blessings that America received from God over the centuries, these were all attributable to being a godly people. These were the fruit of being a godly society. So that's where our prosperity came from. That's where our liberty came from. And that's why we're losing those things as we increasingly move away from our Christian heritage. I hope people will go and read more on this. You can get copies of our special report at thenewamerican.com. If you just go there, you'll see a bar advertisement right underneath all the articles. You can order one copy, and we'll waive shipping and handling if you use the discount code EDUCATE19. And I hope after you read it, you'll order 100 and give one to all the opinion molders and parents in your circle of influence. We got to rescue the kids, or we're going to lose not just our kids, but also our churches, our country, and our freedom. So this is the crucial battle that we all have to be involved in. I'm really happy you're going to have Lynn Taylor on in just a minute. She, I think, is one of the heroes in this movement. And thank you so much, Tim, for all you guys are doing at Sons of Liberty. You guys are great, and I really appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. And, one of the things I want to encourage people to do is not just go there and order a magazine, but become a part of the John Birch Society. I mean, those people inform you. They're constitutional and biblical. And so I would say join right in the fight. Alex, thank you for joining us, man. I appreciate you making time for us.
Thank you so much, Tim, and God bless.
Yeah, man, you too. On the other side, Lynn Taylor will be joining us. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Welcome back to the final segment here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We have on the line with us Lynn Taylor. Now, Lynn is just up the road from me. I found out just how close the other day. And she's a sweetheart of a lady, but she is a pit bull when it comes to digging out what is going on. And yes, for you people who have become idolaters of President Trump, even what's going on in his administration, it has been going on a long time, as long before President Trump came into office, but it continues under him. As Bradley says, the agenda advances forward. Lynn writes at commoncorediva.wordpress.com, and she's been gracious to allow us to carry some of her articles, which expose a lot of this legislation. It's unconstitutional legislation due to the 10th Amendment, the fact that the feds have no authority over education. This, in fact, in my opinion, the states don't have it. A lot of the southern states, that was imposed under the tyrant Lincoln. But Lynn is on the phone with us now, and Lynn, it's good to have you. And we talked about, you just kind of, you know, giving people the idea of what's happened, doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat, how they have been used to indoctrinate America's children, and not for the better, not to honor God, which is the purpose of education, is to find out how they may honor God with their lives, but how they're being systematically moved into just being, you know, cookie cutter workers. Good to have you on the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Thank you so much. How are you today?
I'm well. Do you want to explain to our audience the benefit? I mean, Alex gave a good introduction into how the UN has influenced it, but how have our own people done that throughout the years?
Well, Tim, I would have to say the way that this has happened is through the citizens just being complacent, taking people's word, people that they trusted, their principals, their teachers, their legislators. You know, they've been sold a bill of goods, and these legislators, I'm sure as Alex has explained, have been indoctrinated as well. And so, you know, it's just kind of passing the buck, only this time instead of it being a good thing of bringing us back to our American roots, it's taking us further and further away. And so this has been a progression in America to pretty much dumb down our kids probably over the past 100 years. It's been a progression. And so, you know, it's amazing. I heard Bradley the other day give the questions for, was I think in the late 1800s, a fourth grader, and I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm so glad I'm not on because I would not answer these questions well. Well, there's part of our problem. You know, even we as adults, we're having problems with certain things that our forefathers never had problems with, and that's because we have allowed compromise.
Well, yeah, and I don't think it's just us. I think this is a long progression. Yeah, God, you know, God tells us that he'll visit the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations, and we're in that. We're in three and four generations because of the indoctrination that came down, in my opinion, after Lincoln. Anybody can read Arnold Dabney, and they will see that he called that. Mm-hmm. He said they're trying to impose the public education system upon the South. And, yeah, I get there's a lot of problems with the South. We had our issues, too. We were a sinful people. But at the same time, these things came in, and there's one way to deal with it, and there's another way. So when I look to you, I see somebody who digs into a niche that is very difficult for me to weed out. I do it simply. I just go, Deuteronomy 6 says, you parents, you're responsible for teaching your kids. But you have this way of exposing, the bills that come forth and the things that the UN influences on, just like Alex does. And so one of the things that I told you I wanted you to focus on, we've got about 6 minutes or so before the end of the show.
Sure.
And one of the things I want you to do is help people understand that history. Yeah, it came in through maybe a long span of time, but it really gained some momentum when Carter implemented the Department of Education and Ronald Reagan failed to do his duty and smash that thing.
Right, exactly. And then you're right. Presidents, we could go all the way back to before Johnson, but I like to start at Johnson because he's the one who took the ball and used poverty as the goalpost, if you will, and the ball was going to be to get it through that goalpost so that we would not have a nation of poverty. And one way to do it was to align the education. So that predates the Department of Education. So he's got the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. Then he also created the Higher Education Act. This is where we started to see overreaches into our education system that was supposed to be up to mom and dad and local taxpayers. And we've seen it become even more polluted with corporations, with lobbyists, with legislators who have sold their souls to these groups rather than honoring their Constitution and honoring their God-given ability to legislate.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with that. Now, how does it, I mean, for the people who, they're going to hear that and they're going to go, okay, these guys did this. And I see where you pick up with Johnson. because one of the things that is underlying that is that whole argument about evolution being introduced too. And when you get into that, then you start putting the certain groups that evolutionists put children into. And they put them with each other, and then they put these others with each other, and they start developing that kind of thing. So what we're seeing is, I think Alex was making mention of a certain thing, he used a certain phrase, but I like Rush Dooney's comment that our politics is just the out, It's the outbearing, or our culture is nothing but the outbearing of what our religion is. And if we have a Christian religion, then mom and dad's teaching, we don't look at each other as though we came from monkeys or came out of the primordial slime or any of that stuff. We look at each other as made in the image of God. Can you help people who might be caught in that thing where they're seeing, well, I'm pulling for my guy because he's got the R on my jersey. I'm pulling for my guy. Right. He's got the D on my jersey. Can you help them understand how both of them are doing the same thing to them?
Yes, they are, and thank you for pointing that out. It does not matter with this two-party system that we have become so ruled by. It does not matter what letter is behind their name. I'm seeing legislators at federal levels and state levels write the same legislation with the same purpose to indoctrinate for workforce purposes, not to educate, not to give the states back their rights, not to honor God, not to say, you know, parents, it's up to you. With these school choice vouchers, for instance, that's something Republicans and Democrats are saying, oh, yes, we need, because that way parents will have choice. No, when you have laws that say all education must be aligned to the same thing, there is no choice. So we're being massively deceived, and we're allowing this deception by electing these same people who are writing the same bad legislation no matter what's behind their name.
Well, yeah, and we have to ask one question. We've got about 2 minutes here. We have to ask this question. I want you to answer it. Where are they deriving their authority to get that, to do that?
In all honesty, I'm going to say it's not the Constitution and it's not the people. My research has shown they are more kowtowing to the United Nations Charter than they are the United States Constitution.
No, and I agree with you. I agree with you. And this is where people have to part with their idolatry as to who's president. It doesn't matter if it's Obama,
right,
if it's Trump,
right,
or if it's in your state legislature. If you've got people doing
right.
this, there's no authority that the people have given. And let's go further than that. There's no authority
okay.
God has given them. That's the most important thing. God has not given
right.
authority to the civil government to do that. What he's given them authority to is to exercise justice against evildoers, and they fail to do that, but they want to control your kids, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, they're allowing the evildoers to do this to our children. And where I have a problem is that we're not only seeing our parents allow it, we're seeing our churches just pretty much say, go ahead, do it. And our people of God are not standing up.
Yeah, the people, our pastors have become biblically ignorant. my tongue's getting tied. They've become biblically ignorant. They have become those who have abandoned the law of God, which contains Deuteronomy 6. And they said, oh, that's for Old Testament Israel. They don't realize the church in Israel are the same, because the church just means an ecclesia. It means an assembly of the people of God. And it doesn't matter if it's Old Testament or New Testament. God gives the same command to parents. We're up against the break here. Well, not the break, the end of the show. But, Lana, I want to thank you for joining us. Tell us where we can find out more about you. And I'm glad you're a contributor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And just so thankful that you were able to join us.
Oh, well, thank you for the honor. And, yes, if you want to learn more about everything that I do, commoncorediva.wordpress.com. You can find me on Twitter at Common Core Diva, Facebook, Common Core Diva, or U.S. Parent Call to Action.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. That's it for today.
Thanks.
On Sons of Liberty Media or SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. In 24 hours, I'll be back with you. Four more guests. You don't want to miss it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.